This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I am the number one most impactful artist of our generation. Me the real rock star, and I'm the biggest of all. I just told you who I thought I was. A guy.
I'm really happy for you. I'll let you finish.
Yeah, and I live and let my son have an ego, so he'll be nice to everyone everywhere we go. I mean, might even make him be a Republican so he can know to love white people.
Is this the starter? Are you just asking me if you did it before?
No, this is
this is the beginning of
Watch the Throne that does not hold up well at all.
Oh, no, it does not.
What's good, everybody? This is the Bookie A Podcast. I'm Rob Hayes.
I'm Chris Daniels. We got a great comedian, Nick Chambers, on the podcast. What up, Nick?
What's up, guys?
You were on our second final episode of the Bookie A Podcast.
What? Are you what? Even again?
Wait. Yo, if this is a comedy lineup, don't put me at the end. You got
it's just it's deja
somebody
vu.
Somebody better, man. For this. Oh, okay.
It's deja vu with where we are right now.
I'm not in the same place though.
No. Rob's never in the same place. But Kanye's wilding yet again. I'm assuming we all read the Forbes article that just came out. I guess we should preface this that, like, we've had a lot of news, but we'll talk on that. But, like, Rob, like, just, like, break down, like, everything that we missed since the last.
Okay. So it's funny because the entirety of our podcast, we started the podcast 2016, right? Mm-hmm. The VMAs, he got the Video Vanguard Award in September of 2015. That's the first time he announced that he was running for president in 2020. Therefore, this has always been looming over the podcast. And when we first started the podcast, it was the most hilarious joke ever. Obama was in office. It was so funny. It was a thing people brought up. We would jokingly say, Kanye 2020, you know, blah, 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 right? Mm-hmm. Then Trump won. Then, you know, we're doing a live podcast, the greatest day of our lives, you know, outside of, the bartender refusing to believe that I was over 21 and, you know, getting into it with him. But other than that, it was a great day. And then that evening, Kanye said he wouldn't have voted on Trump. Continues to say on Trump, not for Trump. Mm. Anyway, so fast forward, MAGA hat, April 25th, 2018. All right, now things are getting serious. Slavery Was a Choice, the Ye album, Kids See Ghosts. Fast forward, Kanye is in the Oval Office in September of 2018. Then the GLC comes on the Red Pill podcast, tells us Kanye's done with the MAGA hat. We're back. We're official. We're doing it. He's giving money to black people's families. We're high-fiving. We're back. Bookie A is back. Turn the mics back on. And then on July 4th, Kanye tweets July 4th, 2020, that he's running for president.
And that, like, did you, I didn't take that seriously. Like when even that got announced, I feel like I was like, oh, I just heard like a new album's coming. It's time to like spice up the airwaves again. So I'm like, this makes sense. I don't know about y'all, but I don't know how serious he is in his execution, but I think he's serious enough that like he could do damage. I think that's how serious it could be,
and that's what I'm concerned about.
It's like, scary because you know, like, ideally he would reach the bottom of the barrel Trump supporters. Ideally, he would reach those people that would be like, wouldn't it be funny if Trump was president? The people who just voted for Trump because they didn't think that their vote mattered, and that portion of the population. I really wish he ghost wrote for John Mayer, and then John Mayer could like split the Trump vote. Like, I really wish that it wasn't him, because it's like that those bottom of the barrel people are probably racist.
Oh, you wish it was
John
like
Mayer, nigga pass John Mayer? Is that what you're saying?
No. I hate John Mayer, but I just wish that, like, I feel like I don't believe that this is gonna split the take the black vote away from Biden. But I do understand when Kanye says that. The only thing he said that I agree with is that Biden sucks. And we, like, why are we pretending like he didn't say, if you don't vote for Biden, you're not black? But, you know, like, it's scary because the way I felt when Trump was running, that it was all going to handle itself. Like, it was all going to just, like, fix itself, the system. He was going to, you know, it was like, oh, when he gets to the debates, they're going to trip him up. He didn't show up to the debates. Oh, when he gets in a debate with Clinton, you know, he's going to look crazy. It didn't matter. Oh, grab him by the pussy. It's a wrap. We got this thing in the bag, baby. No, you know what I'm saying? So it's scary. So you have to take it seriously. But then also, if you take it too serious, then you're giving more validity to it. You're building another monster. So then it's like, okay, you know, like if you look at politics, every movement in politics happens, well, every movement period, there's like a precursor to the movement. Like, nothing just happens out of the blue. So, like, you know, like if you watch Mrs. America on Hulu and FX, like, basically it's talking about the uniting of the conservative party and like how the debate over the Equal Rights Amendment turned into the like Reagan Republicans, and like how all these people who want all these different things got together for one person. So it's like, you know, it's crazy to think that it's crazy to be blindsided when we had Jesus is King and Jesus is Born, that Kanye didn't become this super like evangelical, like,
but he kind of did.
He was performing that mega church. Person.
No, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, he that's what he's on.
This motherfucker sound like he on like that those evangelical like TV stations that be on all day,
right?
And I'm like,
he's gonna be selling Jesus water in a little bit.
He ain't. Like, we thought, like, wow, like, this is, like, the, like, softcore, like, found Jesus. Like, the dude who, you know, like, I'm going to turn my life around. You know, I'm going to give up. Is that person? But he went, like, you know, I was talking to the snakes. Kind of, like, he went, like, full tilt. The shit that he's on, the crazy thing is, I guess, maybe that empower him. Because he wasn't like this in 2016. He wasn't as outspoken about, like, his path with Jesus and God and all that. And he was talking about presidency then, but now he's talking about it, and his whole platform that he's displayed so far is based on his newfound faith. Mm-hmm. And that's where it gets like even wilder. Like if you like check it out, like when they asked him about, I believe it was taxes. They asked him about taxes, and this is like the some of like the lowest like that he went in depth in his interview. But they asked him about taxes, and he was like, I don't really know nothing about that, but I'm gonna find some advisors that are in touch with like God. And I'm like, what? And I'm like, I'm gonna put them in my ear. I'm gonna have an earbud.
It's so sad.
And that's
because Does he not realize that, like, when you run for president, they go into your books? Did he not see how Joe Exotic went down? You know what I'm saying? Like, you can't, like just take from your, like, regular money and then put in your campaign money and use your campaign money for your, like, dog, he, like, come on, man. He just got the tanks, man. He just, like, he was in debt before, you know what I'm saying? And then, like, now he's, like, officially a billionaire. We got this Gap deal. Like, come on, man. And it's just like, come on.
Wouldn't,
like,
he have to give all of that so up? Bad. He would have to give all that up if he became president. He would, the Gap deal's done. Like,
Trump,
he can't
Trump
do
like
that.
The blueprint, baby. Like, you don't got to give it up. Like, Kim will run it.
Mm.
North will run it.
I want to put this Gap deal in Saint's name.
Yeah. Trump, like, that's the crazy thing. It's like, Democrats do this shit too, where, like, basically, like, there was stuff like he wasn't supposed to do, but Trump did it and is, like, kind of getting away with it. So it's like,
no, that we gotta, man, no.
What's the craziest thing you read in here?
Craziest thing I read.
One thing was when he said Trump is, like, the first president to bring God back into the White House or something like that. I was like, where?
Yo.
Is he using the back door? Because I haven't seen any of that shit. At all. Also, that the corona vaccine is the mark of the beast. That was,
oh man,
I mean, it's on
actually. You know what? We should have seen that coming though, because when we heard, I feel like when
Teddy Riley tried to warn us, you know, it's like it's one of them things where, like, when you heard enough beats, something goes on when you heard enough beats, you know what I'm saying?
Right, the sixth sense is activated.
And Dr. Dre have done so many push-ups because they got to fight it off. Because something like, if you hear too many beats, something happens to you. Think about all the producers. They all just get a little loopy. You know what I'm saying? Look, Swiss Beats out here calling people, you know what I'm saying, out their name. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, the only one that really isn't just losing it is Pharrell, but that's because he was already gone.
Yeah, I don't trust anybody that doesn't age.
Come on, man.
He been here before, you know.
He been here the whole time, not before. He never left.
Yeah.
Just blessed Ralph Lauren. You know what I'm saying? Like, all producers, I don't know. If you hear too many beats, I don't know how many beats you got to hear, but eventually, once you hear too many beats, you're just going to be not with us no more. I think that's really it.
That's frighteningly accurate. I think Premier's the only one I haven't seen do any weird shit.
Because of the scratching.
The scratching breaks up. It doesn't count as one full beat.
Breaks it up. It's Kanye don't got enough scratching. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
I don't know, man. This whole thing, I use the feature where it read it to you. The little robot read it to you.
Oh, that's got to be way scarier.
That's terrifying.
It was terrifying. Just because I was like half asleep. You know, I'm on West Coast time, so when you send the articles to morning time, I'm trying to read it and have the thing like read it to me at the same time. It was it was insane. You're smoking that smoke, you're doing that coke. Like,
did you look up who this supposed running mate is?
No,
is
I didn't.
Is it like
not.
A random pastor from his church or something?
It's some pastor in like Wyoming or something. And I think that's all anybody knows. I haven't looked any further, but that's all the info that the article gave.
Yeah, no, I never heard of this person before. But I think whoever Biden has running with him needs to be able to check Kanye. I think that should be requirement number one. Is being able to check.
When you say check Kanye, what do you mean? Because I think the dumbest thing you could do on any presidential campaign is address that Kanye West exists at all.
No, no. I think if you put a good Van Lathan two piece in a biscuit, like if you really, you know what I'm saying, like get him to the, all right, you want a hug? To that point, then I think that would do a lot of good. I feel like that's how we didn't know Van Lathan's name before that moment. He was the black guy on TMZ. You know what I'm saying? So I feel like you can get the hearts of America by shutting down Kanye.
But like, how do you
think about it?
How do you run
a center and he came out the same day? Like going going up against Kanye and winning can get you results.
True.
Scorpion was nominated for Album of the Year in the Grammys. You know what I'm saying? Like, Kanye's not undefeated.
So how do you run a campaign as Kanye with somebody that's like checking you? How does that work if you're trying to run a successful?
First thing, if you run a Kanye campaign, first thing you got to do is you got to make sure you petition in those states to get on the ballot, those six states. Then you got to file the paperwork for the rest of the states.
I don't know, man. I kind of feel like I can't see if it's been, how old is Kanye? 40, 45?
No.
He's 40?
Kanye is 43.
He's 43.
June 8th, 1977.
He's never voted. He's which leads me to believe that he probably didn't register to vote.
Sounds like a lot of Wyoming.
Sounds like a lot of paperwork to do in 30 days.
Why don't he just run for office in Wyoming?
Because no one would see that.
Yeah.
But then he could be powerful in Wyoming. Like that would be way better than being the president if he could if he would just run for local. Think about how much powerful Trump has made these governors by making them all decide about COVID. You know what I'm saying? And as someone who had COVID in February, think Kanye probably, if that's true, Kanye probably, could come from a place of understanding what this disease is.
You gotta,
I don't know if
Kanye views running Wyoming as power though.
Yeah, he maybe if he had somebody gotta get him to start watching Parks and Rec, and then maybe he'll see local government can be fun. I could do that.
Well, he owns a substantial amount, so it would be he could work in his best interest, but also the interests of the people that are there.
It's too small. It's too small time for Kanye, man. Too small time. Nobody.
First, you start out with something like running for president. Then you move down running for governor of the.
Right. You're like, well, you lose. Well, I was looking for this for just be governor in the first place. I was just trying to see what it would look like. It's a documented plan that people do. I don't know, man. It's
what's crazier that Kanye's running or that Elon Musk is behind him?
Both of those things are at the same level to me. If you're going to name your kid */B12 vitamins, you're liable to say anything.
That name was fire. That name was fire.
What is the name? How do you pronounce it?
Fire.
He said it.
That's how you pronounce it. Fire Musk.
I'll buy that brand of Old Spice for sure.
Come on, man.
There's just no way. What he says behind him, he ain't doing nothing, man. He's a head honcho of a major corporation.
Kanye's bigger than the United States. He's not just our Kanye. He's the world's Kanye. Why would he do that? Why would he do that when, you know what I'm saying? Glow in the Dark toured in Europe before it toured here. You know what I'm saying? Why would he do that? He still owes Yeezus shows to Vancouver. Why would he do that?
I don't know, man. Yeah. I think
we never got an hour wired to interview Kanye, man. You know what I'm saying? This stuff we need to happen.
I think you might just have to face facts that Kanye has skipped some major steps. His mind after reading his interview has gone to oh, this is wild shit. My great grandpa used to say, sort of sometimes, because he was a major church dude, so he would kind of wild out. But I'm just you just give this man some Werther's and have him suck him out for a few hours.
I don't think so, man. He's got a billion.
He does got a billion, but hey, man, we getting billionaires out of here slowly but surely.
I don't know, man. I was so happy on the West Day ever. You don't understand.
What was you most excited about?
The Gap deal. People don't know that Kanye has had a relationship with the Gap this entire time. Everyone's pointed to spaceships, but they didn't know that there was a Kanye Gap ad in the 2005 VMAs. First time we see him wearing the whole Canadian tuxedo. Kanye was an intern at Gap. It was disputed whether he was an intern or not, but had an apprenticeship at Gap. in 2009 when he was trying to work on a business. The Yeezy ones was already out. The Kanye Louis Vuitton Dons was already out. And Kanye's at the Gap offices every day trying to learn the businesses. So different people that have worked for Kanye have applied and have won in their like talent searches and stuff. So like Kanye's had a relationship with the Gap, and the Gap has been paying attention to Kanye since in the past like 13 years. Anything that Kanye has worn, you could find like something similar at the Gap, whether it's a chambray, whether it's a gray shirt, whether it's like certain jeans, like, you know, Kanye in the Gap like this. So I wasn't shocked, but some people are acting like super shocked that this is happening. But, you know, Fast price point is a little higher than their other brand, Old Navy, because their quality. Gap stuff, you could throw in the wash. It lasts for years. Like, I had a chambray from the Gap. I wore it for, like, 10 years straight. Like, I have my, like, jacket is from the Gap. I bought it, like, a couple years ago. Still looks like the day I got it. Like, so I'm happy to have, like, high-quality Kanye clothes that, you know, I might be able to purchase, you know, that will actually be like normal prices. And they do accessories, it's a wrap.
Yeah, I could see them selling some official campaign gear. like those, I don't know. You got, I don't assume any campaign comes with clothes.
But
off of election stuff. And if you make certain stuff, then also you can't endorse, you know, a certain candidate. That was one of the problems with Vote or Die. And that's why Vote or Die didn't come back, even though Bush won and we lived.
You didn't. There was something on the back of this shirt.
I don't know anyone that died that didn't vote. Kanye didn't vote. He was thriving in 2004. He had one of the best 2004s of anybody. And Diddy did not murder him at his house. Also on the West Day ever, the foam runners drop. Did you try to get a pair?
Did not try to get a pair. I did. I don't know how I feel about them. I mean, objectively, to me, okay, obviously I could be very wrong here. It's objectively, it's like an ugly ass shoe. But
okay, I just wanted to check in and make sure.
No. Objectively, it looks like a you know, like when like a moth like sheds its skin or something. That's what the fuck it looks like. But I don't. If you don't think of it as a shoe, it's kind of like if I think of it closer as like a sandal or something I would wear at the beach. Then I guess it is like makes a little bit more fun sense.
That's what it is, and it's fire. It's like it's a okay. Yes, when a moth sheds its skin, but what if it shed its skin in a dope way and you could freeze it like that? Like it's the Wave Runner, but made for like croc purposes. It's like yeah, you could wear it to the beach. You could wear it, you know, like on a super hot day, you could just throw it on and check the mail, but you don't have to feel like, oh, I'm doing way too much by throwing these Yeezys on just to do this stuff around the house. But at the same time, you are, you know what I'm saying? It's like the foot, the foot is only so many shapes. So to make a new silhouette, a new shape, and it's like something we've never seen before, no one's ever tried to make a footwear in that department look cool. It's always been about necessity.
Right.
Crocs has always been about like, man, wait till Mario Batali sees these.
Like, we got six holes on the top instead of five.
Come on, man. And the holes like do stuff, man. Come on. Like think about it. Okay, before, if you wanted to go to Six Flags and you wanted to wear something dope, you couldn't go on a water ride. Mm-hmm. Right? If you wore your 350 boots, if you wore your 700s, you'd be comfortable. Your feet would be comfortable. But then when, you know, oh, you want to go on a water ride, now you got to, it's a trust game. You know what I'm saying? Do I leave my shoes here and go on a water ride and then put my soggy feet in my shoes? Or do I let my shoes get soggy? Now, come on, man, you can get on that water ride.
How much are shoes going for?
They going for 75, but the resale went up to like 400. It's going back down. But I think with each release, it's going to be cheaper. I didn't want white ones. I kind of want cream ones when they drop, but I tried to get the white ones. I saw a bot that was for 80 that could have bought them for me. Had I known that they was going to go for like 300, I would have bought that bot, flipped them, and then, you know what I'm saying, saved that bread for the next time. But I didn't know. I didn't know that they were going to go for 75, and I definitely didn't know that they was going to resell for 360, 400.
What do you think, Nick?
I think it's a interesting design. Not for me. It kind of looks like the spaceship from Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
Why is that a bad thing? Why when people say a shoe looks like a spaceship, it's a bad thing?
I said it's not for me.
You know, that Adidas made, I don't understand with, like, whenever people don't like a shoe, they said it looks like a spaceship. You got to understand the aerodynamics of space travel and the shape of a foot. It's going to be similar. That's just part of it.
I think it's because a spaceship ain't supposed to be on your foot.
It's kind of opposite
direction. Like, I like basketballs too, but if my shoe was just a fucking basketball, I'd be like, well, this looks fucking stupid. I don't know.
But you ever have a pump and the pump is a basketball? That's cool.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
You know what I'm saying?
I like Pez dispensers, but I don't want to wear a Pez.
I would actually wear a, if you could open the neck up and put your foot in there. I would wear
them shits. That's hard.
Can we get Pez on the phone?
You just kick up and a Pez pop in your mouth? Oh, man.
That would be hard.
It's like a Reebok top on. When you pump it, the Pez just pop out.
Come on, man.
Maybe.
And Reebok and Adidas are the same company. So, you know what I'm saying? Anything is possible.
I hear you. I did see people wearing them like shoes, though. They're not wearing them like straight, like to the beach in sandals things.
That's because they knew. I feel like they're produced here. They're made in the United States. You know what I'm saying? So, shout out to made from algae. You know what I'm saying? This is some technology we never had before. And come on, man, he's gonna, like he said about the Yeezys before, anybody that wants the Yeezys can get them. Anybody that wants these shoes will probably be able to get them.
That's fair enough. Are they sold out or are you still buying them?
They sold out, but they'll release some more.
I gotta see him in person. But we gotta move on. What we got next?
On the worst day ever, it was announced that Dr. Dre will be mixing God's Country.
Okay.
Either way, Dr. Dre's hands on a Kanye project, that sounds insane. That sounds like it's going to be incredible.
Yeah, I would. I mean, if we always get back to like the music, that's definitely like, any, first of all, anything that you can get Dr. Dre on is like curious nowadays. But like them two together, he's not producing it, right? He's like mixing it.
He's mixing it, but still, like when you listen to the sound quality, even if you when you listen to like Niggas for Life and like Straight Outta Compton, you know, it's like it sounds beautiful. The Chronic sounds beautiful. The Chronic 2001 sounds incredible. Get Rich or Die Trying, like when he goes against T.I., those tracks are gonna sound wonderful. You know what I'm saying? The documentary sounds great.
Yeah, I mean, I'm curious because if there's anything like I learned from the last two projects,
mm-hmm.
Jesus is King and what was the album before? I'm blanking on it.
Yeah.
But like production wise, he's like I feel like he just never left like quality wise, like production wise. Like it's always been like top notch.
Born sounds amazing. And it's just like a choir and like a few instruments, claps, but the sound quality is incredible.
Right. The only, I mean, obviously he would if he's just mixing, he wouldn't have any like saying this. But the only thing that still worries me is, you know, we're getting another clean Kanye album.
Why?
Huh?
Why?
Because we about to get these evangelical bars, man. I don't want fucking...
Hey, man, wash in the blood of Jesus.
Yo, as soon...
That's what you need to do. Come on, DMX did it.
That was, but you thinking... I'm telling you, I'm worried that the next thing is going to take everything that he's kind of been like, say, all right, I'm going to do a clean gospel album. And it sounds, you know, more in line with the tenor of like, I would say it's still Kanye, but like a tenor of like most gospel music. But if he start dropping these anti-vax Planned Parenthood bars, I don't know, man.
I'm saying, man, he made a gospel song with Honcho Jack. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can't tell me you weren't excited to hear Kanye, Quavo, and Travis Scott on the song together.
On a gospel song.
On a gospel song together? No.
Come on, man. On
a gospel song together? No.
I want to hear Travis Scott's thoughts on Jesus.
They had to repent. They made Piss on Your Grave. They had to repent, man.
Is that how you repent with Kanye? You gotta do a gospel song with Kanye, and then that's how you repent.
You gotta wash in the blood of Jesus, man. You washing with soap and water, and that's why you don't.
You gotta come in the studio and bathe yourself in banana pudding.
Come on, man. Purify yourselves in the waters of Nazareth.
I mean, We'll see. Is there an album date? I didn't even check that.
Of course not.
Dr. Dre's working on it. There's no way there's a timeline.
Yeah, that's right.
If you say deadline, Dr. Dre will hang up on you.
Is that I need it by and then click.
I'm convinced that Detox was a joke. That the joke is, I'm never quitting weed, so why would I ever make an album called Detox? Like, that is a... That was a joke that I made that people took and ran with it too far. You know, look out for Detox. Ha 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 ha. Yeah, there's no Detox. I'm smoking weed every day. Hey, 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 smoke weed every day. Why would I make an album called?
Why would you expect things from me?
Yeah.
I'm excited. We'll see what happens. I'm always gonna give it a listen. Even in my like hesitant phase with Kanye music right now, I give it a listen because some stuff are pleasant. I've always be pleasantly surprised by something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know, he's gonna show you that he knows about something that you don't expect him to know about, or you're gonna get a clue on what he's been watching.
Right.
I think what if we could get him to not run for president in exchange for a role in Black Panther 2?
Of course. Of course.
Because your man is real Wakanda heavy, and it's like, I don't know why this movie's that influential. I'm glad that Killmonger wasn't like the person he looked up to, because then no telling, you know, what Black women would have got murdered. But
I mean, I feel like if you gave him that role, we still would have to deal with he's the only one who like won't do the accent.
He'll try. Yep. He'll definitely try.
Yo, your man's policy is based on Shuri being like the head of science, and he was like, you know that part in the movie. Anytime somebody says that as their example, you know what I'm saying? I don't care what barbershop you're in, you already know you better go on a ride. It was like, you know that part in the movie where the shoes just like got on his feet, like, we need stuff like that.
I don't know why he said that. Kanye West got like Jabari tribe energy.
Yeah, but you know, he messed with shoes, you know what I'm saying? Jabari, they don't wear shoes.
I don't know. Do we see their shoes? They not wear shoes?
I don't think so. I think when them feet went around T'Challa's neck, I ain't seen no shoes.
He didn't take them off for the water battle. He didn't have those wave runners yet.
You know what? It was the waterfall. If he had some Yeezy, the foam runners, they would
have had them on.
You already know.
This is exactly why he would take that part in the film, because he could get his products in. It's like, I want everyone in Wakanda wearing Gap shirts with Yeezus spelled out in Wakandan. I want everyone wearing the wave runners.
They should.
And I want the spears to say Yeezy on. the Yeezy spear.
And I want a 3-minute praying scene where everyone in Wakanda just holds hands.
Yeah, everyone in Wakanda will denounce science. I'm sorry. I was just like, just imagine Kanye going to the ancestral plane.
I think Ryan Coogler can save us. I think Ryan Coogler can make one call and we don't have to worry about a Kanye
right
presidential.
Cast him now and then tell him like we need 6 months for you to get prepared. So whatever you have, drop it. And you're going to be in Black Panther 2.
Tell you what, as much as I believe in Ryan Coogler, Kevin Feige is shutting that shit down quick.
Really?
Kevin Feige runs all of Marvel movies and stuff.
Man.
He's the reason that we got Spider-Man back.
Mm.
That motherfucker will be like, Ryan, don't let me. I'll call Lena Waithe right now. They'll get you out of here.
I don't know. I've heard Jesus is Born in plenty of trailers for movies and stuff. And I don't know. What you call it? Ghostface made it to Iron Man, so anything's possible.
He did? Oh, there yeah, was you're right. Ghostface
video in the first Iron Man. It sucked because it was not really a cameo. And, you know, he's Tony Stark. So he should have had a prominent speaking role, mm-hmm. like a Stan Lee like cameo. But you know, Marvel wasn't about the culture in 2008.
No, they was about just finishing one movie.
Yeah,
but if they had,
but wasn't he supposed to have a cameo? Wasn't there like a whole story behind that?
There what?
I think there's a whole story. I think Ghostface was supposed to be in Iron Man.
Oh, really?
Or Iron Man 2, one of them.
Iron Man as what? War Machine?
No.
Like Terrence Howard is out. You're up.
No, I would have loved for Ghostface that, you know, just work for like Stark Enterprises or just, you know, been at a party or something. That would have been incredible.
If he had the Jon Favreau role of the security, that would have been dope.
Yeah. So the worst day ever, they announced that Takashi Murakami is making a Kids See Ghost cartoon.
I've seen the trailer for the cartoon.
And Kanye Bear. Mm-hmm. You said what?
I just said I've seen the trailer for the cartoon.
What do you think?
I mean, as far as just what they gave us, they didn't like it looks cool shit. I mean, like you know I'm big into art, big into anime. Like the creative vibes are there. I really wish, like going by the trailer, I wish I'd been in like the recording booth just to hear Kanye and Kid Cudi doing their like little grunt and sound key noises.
Come on, man. If you heard the Kids See Ghost album, you can't wait till the montage is. You know they're gonna be something like. I'm excited. This is the only thing I'm worried about. Did Takashi Murakami want to do this, or did he do this because he's broke? Do y'all follow him on Instagram?
I don't follow him.
No, I don't.
I don't know about this at all.
He came on Instagram and he was like, I have been working on this project. I'm losing this money. Like, I need help. You know what I'm saying? It was like, yo, what's going on with dude? You know what I'm saying? Like, he was like...
Wait, he's going broke from working on this project?
No, another project. Oh, okay. Which got me thinking that he is saying yes to whoever has bread. So it's like, yeah, Kanye Cudi, y'all want a cartoon? Cool. Y'all got it. You know what I'm saying? Because these cartoon characters don't even look like... They don't even look like the album art or nothing. They just, you know what I'm saying? Look like the graduate.
I mean, did he just design them? Or like, he don't do the animation, right?
No, but I think he has a say. I think he did the Good Morning video.
Yeah, according to this, he's directing it.
Oh.
Yeah, he needs bread.
Oh, man. You don't ever want that guy in charge of like running the movie, like the show.
Mm. Why?
This is desperate, man. Who knows what? Right. Who knows what kind of creative decisions?
That's the last album he made you like,
huh?
He had money when he made Ye and Jesus Is King. He was broke when he made Pablo. You love Pablo.
Come on, man. He wasn't broke. He was in debt. There's a difference.
Okay, I think Tekashi Murakami got the same thing going on. He was going bankrupt.
Kanye wasn't going bankrupt. You see what I'm saying? Like
Kanye got to do research on his taxes. We don't really know. We don't really know what's going on over there. But we about to know if he runs for president. We definitely going to be looking at them books. We definitely going to be looking. You know, that's the only thing. I don't understand why Kanye would do this. Because first of all, if you got to apply to places to get yourself on the ballot, then you putting your fate in other people's hands when you could just wait and apply before the deadline. You know, people can't wait to tell him no.
I mean, I don't know about that, man. You got the right people.
I think this cartoon's going to be fire. I'm excited for it.
You think it'll actually get done?
I think it'll get done because Murakami wants his money.
He's the anti-Dr. Dre. You give him a deadline this early.
He's like, I would do what you need. Complex. Y'all need some eyes on something? I'll put eyes on stuff. What's up? Somebody said they need a flower because I got flowers.
I really hope it's not that bad. That would be disappointing.
I got a fern with gloves on. Who wants it?
Come on.
I really hope it's not that bad. He's an amazing artist.
He is. And, you know, most artists don't get compensated while they're alive. It's a unique space to be in. And I would hate for something to happen. And because of his ambition and because of him wanting to make art and take things further, that caused him to, like, you know, have a financial misstep. I would hate for that to happen. So, you know, hey, if you can afford a Murakami pillow, get a real one. You know what I'm saying? Don't get the ones on Etsy. Get the ones from the Momo shop. You know what I'm saying? Support dude. If you had a graduation fold-out poster on the wall, you know, and now you got bread, you know what I'm saying? Get a real. He made special pieces for Black Lives Matter, like special prints for Black Lives Matter, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, even though he don't got the bread himself, he's still out doing stuff for charity and donating and whatnot. So yeah.
I mean, I'm gonna watch it when it comes out, but
okay, that might be the next time I do shrooms.
Yeah, that sounds like the right thing to do.
I'm also scared because I feel like Kanye's, this might be like the next time that Kanye just shirks everybody who has epilepsy, if you've seen this.
Well, also shrooms, I mean, not shrooms, but, you know, when they made kids see ghosts, they were definitely doing different psychedelic drugs. So that might, you know, I could see how you could get to that place.
But there's no drugs involved in this production now, because he's pure now. He doesn't do anything. He's sober. I won't be sober.
When did he say that? When did he say he was sober?
In the GQ interview. He don't even drink no more. Now maybe it just pertains to just drinking, but he said he was sober. What we got next? What else do we miss?
Let's see. Pop Smoke put out an album.
Hold up. Before you get to that, I'm still on topic. This fucking Virgil album cover?
Yeah, what was...
that's what I was getting at and Cole hitting it. I felt like,
I was just...
You made two album covers. Virgil, you know, did the Yeezus album cover. So, yeah, you know, he did the Yeezus album cover. I'm Not a Human Being. For Lil Wayne, based on a true story, Long Live ASAP for ASAP Rocky, and of course his magnum opus, this latest Pop Smoke album cover.
This is not even like close to is.
It looks like Jesus in jail. It looks like Jesus in jail.
That's get art, man.
As somebody who loves like Photoshop and stuff, this is insulting to look at.
Mm. Here's the thing, okay? We all know now that Pop Smoke wanted Virgil to do his album artwork. But did anyone ask Virgil if he wanted to do Pop Smoke's artwork? You know what I'm saying?
Nah,
did he even know Pop Smoke?
Nah, right. Man, are you familiar with him? Do you get an idea of what the aesthetic should be?
How long was he given? Had he heard any of his music? You know, like, it's one of them things where, you know, it's like Virgil, he's the guy that like cuts up shoes and be like, it's a new shoe. And he's the guy that like takes a flannel shirt and put an X on it and it's a new flannel shirt. So why would he not take a picture of you, put some barbed wire on it and be like, it's a new picture? Like, I don't understand. And what you wanted, what did you want? Like, Virgil's gonna move in a way that his mind thinks.
And his mind thinks in the way of, I'm gonna do the least for the most money.
I don't know. I think he's always about minimalism. You know what I'm saying? I think that if you look at I'm Not a Human Being, it's just a butterfly on a black backdrop. But it, you know, a butterfly is not a human being. You know what I'm saying? Like, when you look at, based on a true story, 2 Chainz, it's just 2 Chainz. You know what I'm saying? Yeezus, it's a sticker on a CD. Like, I feel like that's what you go to him for. So if you want to memorialize Pop Smoke, you don't go to Virgil. You just don't.
So who did the cover that it ended up being now?
I don't know, but it's nice. Mm-hmm. Is that the guy that claimed that, was it the guy that claimed that Virgil stole the chrome roses from him?
Oh, really? I didn't hear about that.
Yeah, so there's a guy that's like, hey, Virgil stole these the thing in the background are chrome roses. That's my thing. And then he made like a website
says it was,
of all the stuff that Virgil has stolen from different people.
Yeah, it's the same. Ryder Rips is his name.
So he did the official artwork?
Yeah. But he also did like go at Virgil and say that he took the entire chrome concept from him. And he said he ruined it with careless graphic design and then wrote some bullshit about it. So yeah. It's bad, man. I was like, I can't.
His name is Rips. You know what I'm saying? He's going to rip you up.
Oh, man.
It's so funny. Like, I went to art school, so it's so funny to see, like, creative people that have beef in this way. Like, yeah, you jacked my whole shit. You took my
whole... This is the best beef we go get, man. The last beef we had was J. Cole and No Name, and that shit was too highbrow for me.
I don't know about that. I don't know. T.I. and 50 Cent are bubbling up right as we speak, and it's getting interesting.
I thought that was just for, like, some versus thing.
Exactly. That's why it's interesting, because it's like, why are y'all going so hard when all T.I. wants to do is play his 20 songs? Year 20 sounds like it shouldn't be that ridiculous, but yeah,
I think egos get into the versus battle too. Like, one person thinking like, you're not good enough to battle me, and the other person like, how dare you, know, you deny my request.
Or people doing things that are outside of their best interest. People trying to throw off the other person, like Teddy Riley playing The City Is Mine, or like Babyface playing On Our Own from the Ghostbusters 2 soundtrack. Like, yo, what? Like, you made songs with Whitney Houston. You didn't play any songs you wrote for Whitney Houston, but we're going to play the multiple Bobby songs and one that, you know, too hot to handle, too cold to hold. You didn't even, did you even write that part?
I think that was one of my favorite verses, though.
I love that versus, but watching Jada Kiss drunk,
that was amazing.
And Fab, what is, like, yo, dog, play your girl song. why did Fab want to just like try to like go toe to toe with Jada Kiss? And like, I don't even know the steps Fab was playing.
It's, I think people get in, if they don't have like the full plan or game plan, then I feel like Nelly had the same situation where you just kind of, I think you just kind of see yourself way different than everybody else would, and you start doing stuff that like they find completely unacceptable. Mm.
If you're Nelly and you're in a battle, there's no excuse why you don't play I Am Number One. 2 is not a winner. 3, nobody remembers. Like, why would you not play that in a battle? And you're Nelly.
He's playing unreleased music. I'm like, this seems...
The music was released.
It was super released because we all released it from my memory as it came out.
Actually, one of them songs I like, but I just didn't like it while he was getting killed. And also, that week I found out that Nelly's one of my favorite rappers. I didn't know that. But then I knew more Nelly lyrics than anybody else. Like, I'm terrible at lyrics, and I'm really good at retaining Nelly lyrics.
It's a superpower.
So they took this Pusha T verse off of this Pop Smoke album. Shoot for the stars, aim for the moon.
Because of the Drake reference?
Because, yeah, it was a reference to Drake. And then because of that, then Pusha T and Young Thug start going back and forth, which was hilarious because at first they were going back and forth in each other's stories. Mm-hmm. And then yesterday Young Thug was just finished and he put out a video saying, I don't need all these second takes, third takes, you know, like, you should have got it all out the first time. Well, no, first he said that verse was 7 days.
Yeah.
Then he was like, I don't need these first takes, second takes. I don't need all these takes. You should have got it all out the first time. And then, what did he say? Oh, man. Thug said something else that was hilarious. Oh, he was like, you don't need to bring that stuff over here to somebody's album while they resting and peacing.
Resting and peacing?
Yeah. You bring in somebody's Resting in Peace album.
I've never heard it conjugated that way. I didn't know you
could. Yeah, man.
I like it, though.
Resting in Peace.
Yeah. This man's over here resting in peace, and you're going to bring that stuff back. You know, that could go to Virgil, too, man. Like, don't bring that artwork over here.
You bring that clip right over here for Resting in Peace.
Bring that sorry barbed wire over here. Bro,
I'll never get over it. You just see Virgil booting up like Microsoft Word 97.
Just clicking and dragging.
I don't think Virgil's used to people saying, nah, that ain't it. Like, I think normally he just like gets an X-Acto knife out, slice. Oh, that's hard. I know. And then, like, walks up. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't think he's used to somebody being like, hey, can you do another try it there? I wasn't really feeling that.
It's like a foreign language. Like, what do you mean, another? I just did it.
And then he brags about it. Then when you watch his talks, he'll be like, yo, all I did was make the swoosh huge. You know what I'm saying? Boom, it's another shit. You know what I'm saying? It's like, yo. So I think he was already thinking, well, next time I speak at Harvard, I'm going to be like, now look at this. This is the Pop Smoke thing I did. You know what I'm saying? It took me 3 seconds.
I do appreciate how it all, this whole thing, we tried to talk about something else and it still went back to shitting on Virgil.
Hey, man. We keep it two Virgils on this podcast.
Virgil bringing the people together, man. It's crazy. The influence is undeniable.
Do y'all think Drake should get people's verses removed? Do y'all think Pusha T should be done with it? What y'all think about
it? I think the beef really only like works is if both people participating. So I feel like Pusha just got to let it go.
Yeah, but there was that Rap Radar podcast that happened it came out right when did it come out? Valentine's Day around then?
I don't know.
Where Drake was talking about it and talking about, you know, the Meek Mill situation and talking about the Pusha T situation. And, you know, it's just like, I don't know. I don't think Pusha T was ever done with it. I think that while Jay Prince is preoccupied with the
NBA Youngboy.
NBA Youngboy, you know, I think he was like, this is a perfect time.
Jay Prince ain't looking.
Yeah, it's busy right now.
But, that's funny as hell if people are trying to distract Jay Prince. Yeah. Russell Rock that way. But we all remember like when the shit started and like this don't have the same luster as then. That's the thing.
No.
That's the thing that disappoints me.
I think Pusha T just wants the response and he's not gonna get it. And I think he has a bunch of verses that he just wants to get out. So he's gonna be dropping them on other people's albums from now until he gets that response.
Is he still the president of good music? Does that even exist anymore?
Does good music even exist anymore? Like,
yeah.
What are they working on?
I don't know.
I don't mean like, does it exist? I mean like...
No,
like,
I mean it.
I don't know anybody who has anything coming out besides...
Is good music completely absolved by Def Jam, or is it really a separate entity? And is Pusha T's, you know, involvement still as president of Good Music?
We got to ask 07 Shake.
Like Pusha T's manager, Stephen Victor, and Stephen Victor is the one that reached out to Virgil and was kind of like the middleman when it came to the whole album artwork controversy. So, you know, does Stephen Victor, you know, like, how does that, I wonder how that works as far as, like, you know, did Pop Smoke, was him and Pusha T always going to be a thing, or was that just, you know, because of the Stephen Victor aspect, or, you know, like, I don't know. It's just a lot. It's, you know, interesting placement, him and Gunna and Thug. Gunna and Thug are, like, best buds, you know, and now they're on the song with Pusha T and Pop Smoke. You know, it's just a, I don't know, there's a lot of factors in there. But now definitely expect a fun Young Thug and Pusha T beef, you know, which is going to be amazing because, you know, Young Thug is, the way I stand for Kanye is how Young Thug stands for Lil Wayne. So he can't wait to, like, you know what I'm saying? Be the, like, he's like, I've done it all. I've beefed with Birdman. You know what I'm saying? Like, I was with Birdman. I was Birdman's son. Then I had beef with Lil Wayne. Then me and Lil Wayne patched it up. I'm cool with Drake. Now, you know, I have all the pieces in play. I have to battle Pusha T. And a Pusha T versus Young Thug beef would be incredible. Hello?
No, we still here, but.
Did y'all hang up?
Now, has Young Thug ever had beef thus far?
Just, yeah, he had beef with Lil Wayne and tour buses were shot.
Oh, okay.
And the beef with, like, some people at the airport one time.
Oh, I remember that. But nothing on record? Like, it's all just in person?
I wouldn't know. I don't think so. Rob?
I mean, he's definitely, like, I think people are kind of afraid to start with Young Thug. I don't think he's had, like, your, like, traditional diss record. Mm-hmm. But I also don't think that Young Thug raps in a way that your traditional diss record works. Where I think a lot of people, the average person, either chooses not to or can't decipher a lot of the things that Young Thug says. So for him to make a diss record, it would have to be at a different cadence, a different speed, but it would probably be insane.
Mm, okay. So you think him against Pusha T would be a good battle?
I think it would be fun. I think Pusha T would have some, you know, there's so much fun to have with Young Thug is so much fun. I mean, there's so much that you could talk about. There's, you know, that Pusha T's whole macho, I'm an old man thing would jump all over. You know what I'm saying?
That could backfire real quick.
Sure, but then, you know, if you just play Lord willing, it would backfire. Like, I don't think he's worried about those kind of things.
This is true. Nick, we usually at some point in our podcast would always ask guests to talk about their most favorite and least favorite Kanye song.
Okay.
Do you want to? I know we didn't ask you that before, but
for sure. I think most favorite, it goes between, I'll say Can't Tell Me Nothing. I was very invested in this. This is during the whole 50 versus Kanye era, so I was very invested in that. I was working at a sneaker store at the time, and I left to go down to Target to buy the album on the release date, hoping that Kanye would win. Yep.
2007. Mm-hmm. I walked to buy it too. Hell yeah.
In Target, I put it at the register, and it was like this older white lady ringing me up, and she looked at it and she said, "Wrong choice." So I'm guessing that she was a 50 Cent fan or something.
Where were you?
Huh? This is in Worcester, Massachusetts, a place.
Where are you from?
Huh?
Where are you from?
Worcester, Massachusetts.
Okay, just we haven't established it. Yes. It wasn't.
No, my response wasn't defensive.
You know what I'm saying? I was just asking, no, you know.
That's not what that was. The fuck was like, Wooster.
Wooster, Massachusetts, dog. No. Like, oh, okay.
You don't fuck with the woo?
That wasn't intentional. But yeah, so I bought it and I walked back to work and started playing it. And started a tradition of whenever Can't Tell Me Nothing would come on or we would put it on, we would just wreck the store, like throw shoes across the room, break shelves, mess up the sales table, and then turn the song off and then fix everything back up.
What store was this?
This is a store called Expressions. It's like a New England chain.
Did they sell like streetwear?
Yeah.
At the time?
Yep.
Like what tier of streetwear? Like LRG?
LRG, there was Meskeen at one point, Academics, Nietzsche. Okay, all
right.
Jabot.
This was Expressions with a Z?
No. No, spelt the standard way. But people would always come in and there was like a huge sign behind the register. And people would always come in and be like, yeah, man, come meet me. I'm downtown. I'm at Explosions, man. I was like, no part of that sign says Explosions at all.
Oh, wow.
This was the time when there was too much masculine.
Did I have mixtapes at the counter?
At one point we did, yeah. T.I., what was the T.I. album with, like, I think CeeLo was on there and... Fuck, I can't think of the album name. King, maybe?
King, yeah. King,
like, record... People from record labels and radio stations and shit would drop off like demos and mixtapes and stuff. And we just leave them up at the counter for customers to take at their leisure. But yeah, I think that's my Can't Tell Me Nothing. I think that's up there. Least favorite? Least favorite, I think. I'm trying to think of a song that I always skip. Yeah, I can't think of one right. Off of 808s, it's like a really like whiny guitar kind of sound, and the video is like all animated. Oh shit.
Coldest Winter?
What is it?
The Coldest Winter?
Maybe. No, not Coldest Winter. It's just like all like sing-songy.
Oh, Heartless.
No, not Heartless.
Heartless is the animated one, yeah. No.
Heartless is Rotoscope.
This was like computer animated.
It's not the Coldest Winter?
I don't think so. Because that's kind of upbeat, right?
Yeah, it's a cover of a Tears for Fears song.
Yep. Streetlights, maybe.
Streetlights had a video. Welcome to Heartbreak.
It can't, that's not really like, I mean, I guess it's,
You know what? You could make a case for every 808.
Yeah. Yeah, because like there is animation involved.
We know somebody about you, but other than that, or no, Amazing is definitely not animated.
No, yeah, the song is definitely Streetlights. Now I'm thinking, like, was this an actual video, or was this one of those things that somebody put on YouTube? It's like this is the official video.
Episode of Grey's Anatomy.
What's that?
But I don't think it had a video. It was in an episode of Grey's Anatomy.
Oh, okay.
At the time, that was a big deal.
Well, all right. Well, why Streetlights?
It's just not... I don't think I've listened to it all the way through. I just... It's certain...
808s or Streetlights?
Streetlights, a specific song. For me, like, certain sounds that people will use in production, I think this speaks to what Rob is talking about. Like, they'll make me physically sick. Like, the song Genie in a Bottle, that little... Whatever instrument they use in the beginning, that... Like, that makes me physically ill. <That's>,
What?
I don't know what it is about that, but that sound, if I hear it, like, I want to throw up. So the Streetlight song, it's a similar, like, I don't know if it's the pitch or the tone, what it is, but I can't listen to it.
Oh man, my heart is saying no, but my body's saying let's go. Come on. How could you not like that?
What, Genie in a Bottle?
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm sure it's a fine song, but for some reason that
man got beat up. Now that's what I call music 3. It was a trilogy. You know what I'm saying? Who knew? Who knew that it was gonna have 500 more?
Never heard anybody say. I don't think it's a sound like that to make them violently ill though. That's kind of like the song just comes on and you're like, I gotta leave the room.
Mm-hmm. I used to work at Ralph Lauren, and they would play it on the sales floor, and I would go back there and be like, I can't be out there. Right,
that might be what it is.
Okay.
The retail place.
So wait, so you went from Explosions to Ralph Lauren?
I went from Explosions to Banana Republic, and then I think I went back to Explosions, and then went to Ralph Lauren or something. Or maybe I think Ralph Lauren was
first. What was your style like? So, because if you're working at Banana Republic, then you got to be all the way like dressed up.
No, as long as you're wearing their stuff. Like, I was mostly in the stock room, but let some black people walk in. Bet you they show off their token black. Mm-hmm. Anyway, they...
Yeah, like Banana Republic and Old Navy.
Well, I would just wear like a polo style shirt and whatever, Banana Republic pants. It's very okay,
polo style. But then when you got to Ralph Lauren, it was polo.
Exactly.
Find a photo from that era. We'll use it when we put out the podcast.
From that era, okay. I'll have to find it.
Yeah. Are you? Were you a low fan? Did you wear low? Were you like into it?
Or, I think like the status of it was something. I was like, okay, if I see a shirt with the polo emblem, I can wear that and not care. But if it's like U.S. Polo Association, you're not supposed to wear that. I don't know. I was never a clothes guy. That's why this whole Gap, Kanye Gap thing, I don't really. I'll be anxious to see how that turns out.
What was your style when you worked at Explosions? Like, what kind of...
Shirts as big as they could possibly be, matching precisely with the sneakers that I'm wearing, whatever basket weave Air Forces or whatever the fuck I got from there. It's always like a matchy-matchy thing. So if there's a shirt that goes exactly with a pair of shoes, I probably bought it.
Okay.
So your question, not good. That's the answer to your question. What my style was like, At the time,
you was killing. You know what I'm saying? At the time, I was struggling because I could never time my shirt to my, like by the time I got the shirt, the shoes was through. Or by the time I got the shoes, the shirt had been washed too many times. Like for me to have the shirt, the whole top to bottom together, it would have had to been like Christmas or something. But even then, I never could plan it right. Like, I'm just constantly ever moving and stuff. Yeah. I always respected that and always felt like that's what prevented me from being in the next level.
What happened?
Well, my time came. I feel like I'm in my time now. Like, this era of just, like, vintage and whatever, you know? Mm-hmm. I feel like I'm the freshest I've ever been and nobody can see me.
You are in your time, Rob, but unfortunately, we are out of time. we got to start breaking it down. But Nick, you got anything you want to promote before we get out of here?
Oh, for sure. I do a podcast with Tawanda Gona called Tawanda's Live Request. It's like a musical advice show. People will have guests on and they'll talk about things that are going on in their life, going well, going bad. And then Tawanda will like immediately prescribe a song to go along with that situation. The fun time and like just seeing Tawanda break stuff down so quickly is kind of fascinating. So definitely check it out. It's on iTunes and Spotify and wherever you get podcasts out there.
Dope, Rob.
Yo, I'm doing an online comedy show with the Nowhere Comedy Club July 17th. With my boys David Perdue and Mandel. Also, the City Girls put out a new album, so make sure y'all go check that out. Pussy Talk with Doki Cat is out now. Yeah.
All right, and I just got back from a lake in Georgia, so I'll be quarantining for the next 2 weeks.
Nice.
You was in Georgia?
Yeah.
Why you ain't hit me?
I was gonna, but I drove the whole way, so I couldn't. I don't like being on my phone. I was like, when I passed Atlanta, I went to Lake Oconee.
Oh man, that's near the University of Georgia.
Yeah. Near Athens. But yeah, I later drove by and I was like, because yeah, there was no time. It was just me driving. My girlfriend has no license.
Hey man, you know, you find out who your real friends are.
I knew you was gonna see. This is why I didn't say nothing. I knew this was gonna happen. There's no way out of this conversation.
Okay.
So we'll handle this off the podcast.
Nah, it's over here. I want to hear. I need beef. I need beef. Please.
Oh man, look at the time.
Clearly, people resting in peace, and you don't even care.
Oh man. Peace, guys. I am the number one most. I am.
generation.